بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد regarding sins major sins do not destroy a person's iman but they weaken the luster the light of iman making it fragile and weak it becomes then easy for shaitan to attack a person and even at times let him fall into disbelief therefore one should stay away from every type of sin if one makes a mistake he must make istighfar ask Allah for forgiveness There are two types of sins, major and minor. Tawbah is necessary for the forgiveness of major sins. Tawbah means that a person should feel ashamed of his action, repent, and make a firm intention not to repeat the action. If another person's rights were infringed, then these rights should be fulfilled. If salat, fasting, etc. was left out, they should be made up by qadha. Minor sins are forgiven through the blessings of righteous deeds. Some of the major sins are to recite incantations contrary to the Sharia or ta'weez against the Sharia, to verify what an astrologer or fortune teller says, to discard any farz or wajib action when one is able, example, he leaves out salat, zakat, fasting, hajj, qurbani, to do acts of worship for show, to boast of one's piety or ibadah, to be careless with urine drops on one's body or clothing. A person messes himself and then he performs salat in that condition. To miss Jumu'ah salah or to miss salat with jama'at for males without a valid excuse. To delay salat until the time goes out. To kill someone unjustly. To kill one's children. To abort a child after the soul has been placed in it is also included in killing children. To commit suicide. To cause harm or to disobey one's parents in permissible actions, or to cause harm to one's parents, to sever family ties for worldly reasons, you break off ties with your family members because of some worldly things, to commit adultery, if you're a married person, to commit the evil action, or fornication, if you're not married also, incest or anal sex, to get involved in actions of homosexuality and lesbianism, to have relations with one's wife during her menses, to have no self-honor over one's spouse, you don't mind her speaking to anybody, she speaks to every single person, you got no ghairat, no self-honor. To sit in seclusion with ghair mahram women, those women with whom the observance of hijab is necessary, so a person sits with them and is talking to them, it's not permissible to be in seclusion with them. To appear before one's brother-in-law, or for a maybe sister-in-law, cousins, or any other strangers, etc., without any parda. To look at with an evil intention at women folk, and even worse, one's neighbor. To enter someone's house without permission. To fulfill one's desires with animals. To expose one's satr. Satr means the private part of a man. The satr of a man, the private part of a man, is from the navel till the knee. And the entire body of the female is satr, except her palms, face and feet. When emerging in front of strange men, a woman's face must be concealed as well. That means when she's performing salah, the whole body must be covered. Otherwise, the namaz will not be correct except her hands, her palms, her face and her feet. But if she's going outside the house and there are other men, then she must cover her face also. To wear such transparent clothing that the color of the skin can be seen. Or to wear such tight clothing that the shape of the body can be seen. This is also not correct. To embrace or shake hands with ghair mahrams. Those women who you're not supposed to keep contact with them, you shake their hands with them. And even your family members with lust. So a person touches his mother or his mother-in-law with lust, then the nikah will be broken off. It's a very severe masala. A person touches his daughter-in-law with lust. Yeah, he tells, and maybe he gets an erection. Or if he's an old person, he doesn't get an erection, but his lust increases. There are certain laws regarding this. So as the muftis, but it's very dangerous. A person's nikah can be broken completely, severed forever. Allah protect and save us. To adopt the dress of the opposite sex. To falsely accuse a woman of adultery, to regard a woman when she gets married a second time as a fault, despite there being a need for it, to give false testimony or to conceal evidence, to speak lies, especially to take false oaths by which the life, the wealth, honor of another person is taken, to take an oath by the name of anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to institute false proceedings against someone, to go to court against somebody, to earn haram wealth, or to eat and feed others the same, to usurp the wealth of orphans, to take or give interest or bribes, to weigh less, to cheat in one's business dealings, to work less time and to take full wages, to make a bequest in order to deprive an heir, or in order to harm somebody, not to give the women folk their share of the inheritance, to waste or to be extravagant, especially in wedding ceremonies, to use someone's wealth without his happiness, and to insist on reducing the price after having agreed to it. You agree with a person, I mean, so much money, and then after that you force the person to reduce the price. To gamble, to steal, to play cards, chess, etc. So these are some of them, inshallah. There are many others. We will continue tomorrow. So every son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided it for us, because there is benefit for us. Either we'll be wasting time, or harm will come to our bodies, or harm will come to our minds, or harm will come to our chastity, our purity. So because of this, in the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited many things because of a punishment. But in our ummah, everything which Allah has prohibited is only for our benefit, because there will be harm coming to a person. So this is the great kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has prohibited these things from us. If a person follows them, inshallah, he finds success in this world, qabr and akhirah. Allah give us true understanding. Last night in the Taraweeh Salah, the 29th Parah was recited. First surah was Surah Mulk. So in the surah before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned that you can be in the house of a person of iman, but hidayat lies in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can remain on kufr there. And some people are in the house of the people of kufr and disbelief, and Allah gives them hidayat there, Allah gives them iman. So in the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues that, look, I've got full control of everything. The whole world is under my control, it's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has created us in this world, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا. Allah wants to test you people, who will do the best of actions. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ وَعَمَلًا, not أَكْثَرُ وَعَمَلًا, who does the most amount of actions, but أَحْسَن, حُسْن means the quality Allah wants to see, whose actions are the best of actions. And the ulama say that how will a person get quality in his actions? اتِّبَاءِ sunnat, by following the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salam, and by ikhlas, sincerity. If a person has got the more sincerity and the more we follow the sunnat, there's more husn and there's more beauty in a person's actions. So that's really much, it will weigh very heavily on the scales of a person. Another person might do much more actions, but it's not according to the sunnah way. There isn't that amount of ikhlas. So he, even though he did more actions, but Allah is testing husn to see the beauty of it, the quality of the action of a person. So Allah Ta'ala said, I've sent you in this world as a test and an examination. So that's why you have come in this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very just. Either in this world or in the year after, Allah Ta'ala will definitely, according to his justice, he will deal with people. So don't wait, O Muslim people, you wait for Allah Ta'ala's decision to come, and you continue worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Allah, has got control over everything. And Allah mentions many examples of control which he has got. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm very just. So my decision will come after some time. So you continue practicing and staying steadfast on deen, and you will see Allah Ta'ala's help and assistance coming to a person. The surah is Surah Mulk, it's 30 verses. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has encouraged us every night to read the surah. A person who reads it will be saved from the punishment of the grave. It's in 30 verses only. And Nabi alayhi salam said, my heart desires that this surah must be in the heart of every person. As it mentioned, a very amazing thing. He said that it's 30 verses and there are 30 days in a month. So if every day in a month a person learns one verse, in 1 month easily a person will be able to learn the surah. And then every night after Maghrib, Isha, whenever we're going home, taking a walk, while you're walking home, also going home, a person can read the surah. It takes 2-4 minutes, but a person will be saved from the punishment of the qabr. I think it was Allah Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi who said that Allah's father, that from the time I became Baligh, from that time I have not missed out my reading of Surah Mulk every night. So there was those people, mashallah, what istiqamat and steadfastness. Allah gave us tawfiq also. So Allah Ta'ala mentions Surah Mulk, where he's got full control of the iman also, which a person has got. And the next surah, Surah Al-Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions an example of those people who did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they thought they were very intelligent, but finally the result is a harm will come to a person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about different groups. One group who went against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they even though they had wealth and they had children, but they mocked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah ta'ala mentions the punishment, the final result of that person will be destroyed. And Allah ta'ala says, in this world also there are certain groups, there were the people, they had a certain garden, and the father used to always give a lot of charity from there, maybe a first kind of charity, whatever it was in that ummah, he used to give it out. But when the children now became the inheritors of it, they said, why must you give out so much of charity? Our father was wasting, you could have made so much of profit. So now that charity which the father was giving out, which was compulsory, he decided not to, that this year we'll cheat the people, we'll deceive them, we'll go in the early portion of the morning, take out all of those fruits, and then we'll utilize it ourselves. We won't give all of these poor people. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such. There was one of them intelligent. He said, why don't you, don't do like this here? But anyhow, they were not prepared to accept it. And then eventually now, when Allah ta'ala sent his punishment down, and everything was destroyed. So they thought they are saving little bit, but they destroyed everything. A person who keeps gives a charity in the path of Allah, he gives little bit, Allah looks after all of his wealth, and Allah gives him an abundance. And a person who takes interest, he gets little bit, but it destroys all of the wealth. So I just took a little bit of money extra. I got, one person went to Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah and he explained that my money got stolen, but there was some interest money in there. So Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah said that you're lucky, only your money got taken. This money is so evil, your life supposed to have been taken with it also. So many people, this interest money, Allah protect and save us. And earlier in Ramadan we mentioned also that the harm of this interest and haram money which a person has, it has an effect on the progeny. And then many people say, my children are on drugs, and I don't know why they've gone off the right path. And one of the main things a person must look at is income. Where is he earning the money? A lot of times when the money is haram, then this has a direct effect on the children. And today, unfortunately, how many of our businessmen, they're just working through the banks. Everything is through the banks. So, and all the money which is there, getting some kickbacks, some benefits from the banks, all of that is interest money, and they are joining it with their money. And in this way, they are destroying their dunya also, they are destroying their akhirat. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala says, look at these people. They tried to save little, but everything they lost out. Ahmad Latab, he mentioned that when he went to this place here, he said, till today, after how many centuries, the place still is completely barren. It's been burnt to the, he said, we saw the place. They didn't obey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they destroyed it. He said, till today, that example is there. When you go to that place, you see it's completely, nothing grows in that place. So Allah, he said, is an example Allah Ta'ala is showing us. Till now, that exactly what the harms of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Haqqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Qiyamah is a reality. Al-Haqqah, the thing which is a reality. And if you don't want to believe it, Allah ta'ala changed this world for the past nations, Samud and Ad. The whole world became upside down. It changed. The winds came and destroyed them. So when Allah ta'ala can change the world, a small change Allah can make, to make a big change on the day of Qiyamah, is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a reality which will take place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions about the day of Qiyamah. There will be two groups of people. The one group of them, they done good actions. The book of deeds will be given in the right hand. And he will tell the people, Ha'um, come, read my book now. I thought that I'm gonna have this day, I'm gonna come on this day of Qiyamah. I'm gonna be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he'll be in comfort, enjoying himself in gardens, in lofty gardens he will be. The fruits will be extremely close to a person, kutuf wa adaniya. It will be said to him, kulu wa shrabu, now eat and drink, enjoying yourself because of the days in the past, how you made sacrifices, what you went through. You were fasting in the month of Ramadan. Now you can eat and enjoy yourself. You control your desires in this worldly life. Now fulfill every desire of yours. On the other hand, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ, a person who is given his book of deeds in the left hand, now he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي, if only I wasn't given my kitab, my book of deeds, and I never knew what this hisab and reckoning was. Oh, I wish now death had come to me. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ, my money was of no benefit to me at all. All my kingdom and my power, which I had, will be completely destroyed. خُذُوهُ فَالْخُلُّهُ, it will be said, take him now and tie him up. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّهُ, and make him roast in the fire of Jahannam. And ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ, one chain, which are 70 handspans long. First look, tie him up inside there and enter him, and then throw him to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have given you Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have given you the Quran Sharif. What two great bounties. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, the creator and sustainer of the universe has sent this book down to you people. Don't have any doubt in it. Follow it. You will save yourself from the day of Qiyamah. The next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about those people. They got doubt, so much of doubt of Qiyamah, that they say, you know what, bring the punishment to us right now. We're waiting for the punishment. How arrogant those people were. So Allah Ta'ala said, O Nabi alayhi salam, you make sabr, don't worry, you continue on your way. And what qualities you must have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions the qualities of the believers who must have sabr. These people are not prepared to accept. You give them the dawah, the messenger, the message. And on that day, the mujrim, the sinner, one friend won't be asking about another friend, even though they will see one another. And the sinner will wish now to get out of the punishment. I wish I can give my own children a ransom, or I can give my wife, or I can give my brother, or my family members who should help me in this worldly life. I wish I can give that as ransom. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, whoever is on the earth, somebody I can give, I can get saved from this punishment. Allah says, كَلَّا, it will never ever happen. He wants to get saved himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you in this world, you continue with the quality of sabr. What are the qualities of sabr in this world? The person must perform his salat. There's sabr in that. The person has to control himself, come to the masjid, to be particular with salat. In his money, he has to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's also a kind of sabr. He has to believe in the day of Qiyamah. and min adhabi rabbihim mushfiqun. He must have fear in his heart regarding the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He must be a person who protects his private parts. He stays away from all kinds of immorality. Yes, he can fulfill his desires in the halal way with his wife, etc. But besides that, all other kinds, whether it's pornography, whether it's masturbation, whether it's what we have read just now, homosexuality, lesbianism, and all of these other things, he protects himself and he fulfills his desires only in the halal places. And whatever amanat and trust the person has got, whatever business deal the person has made, he fulfills it completely. And if he has to go to court and he testifies, he will speak the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the people who have got sabr, and they will be successful. Fi jannati mukramun. These people will be in jannat, and they will be given great, great honor and respect in the year after. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, Surah Nuh, he mentions that how the sabr is. That one example of the past, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and how he made sabr with his people. 950 years. And Allah ta'ala gives his own words, how he was speaking to his people. He told them, that this word, ask Allah for forgiveness. We've got weaknesses, all of us. When you will ask Allah for forgiveness, Allah will send His favors upon you. Yurisil samaa alaykum midrara. He will send down the rains in torrents upon you people. Allah will help you with wealth. Allah will give you children. Allah will grant you gardens. Allah will give you rivers. What and what Allah will grant you? Worldly benefits Allah will give you. Benefits in the year after Allah will give you. Nuh alayhi salam made dua for them. He gives them da'wah openly. He gives them da'wah individually. Different infiradi mulaqat he made. Individual, then even ijtima'i, all of them together he gathered. In the night time he called them, in the daytime he called them, openly, secretly, different ways. But unfortunately these people, so Allah is saying, look at Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, what sabr he had, the quality. So you, Nabi alayhi salam, have this quality of sabr also, that people are not prepared to accept. And eventually Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he realized that these people are not going to accept. And eventually these people, he made dua then that Allah must take them out and leave only believers in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completely destroyed his people. They were drowned after 950 years of effort. And here the ulama say that he asked them to make istighfar. So when a person makes istighfar, there are great, great benefits. He said, yeah, Allah will send the rains upon you people. Allah will give you wealth and children. So Hazrat Dani rahmatullah alayhi said that there were the barakat of istighfar. Some people say that this was special for the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. But they say, no, it's not only for the time of Nuh alayhi salam, it's for today's time also. And sometimes you don't get the thing what you're asking for by making istighfar. For example, you don't get children, you are making dua for so long, you're asking for children, you don't get children or you don't get wealth. But by making istighfar, the benefit of the wealth or the benefit of the children a person will derive. So example, the benefit of a child is to support a person in old age. So Allah will support him in old age in different ways. The benefit of wealth is to fulfill your needs. Sometimes Allah doesn't give you wealth, but Allah will fulfill your needs. So this is the barakat and blessings of istighfar. So when your person makes istighfar, either he will get these bounties or he will get the benefit of these bounties. But Allah will grant it to a person. So in Mullah Al-Qari writes in another place that when istighfar will benefit the kuffar and disbelievers, when they will make istighfar, then Allah won't send his punishment upon them. They were making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif naked. And Allah said, if as long as they are making istighfar, Allah won't punish them. He said, when istighfar will benefit the kuffar and disbelievers, then how come it won't benefit the believers if daily they are making istighfar? 100 times, even if it's just words, the start of those words, and Allah give us reality after that, that we bring the reality of istighfar into our hearts, that Allah please forgive me, I'm a sinner, I'm a weak person. Anyhow, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called his people, and they did not accept, they were eventually destroyed. The next surah is Surah Al-Jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you remain steadfast, or you make sabr, in all the surahs Allah is saying make sabr, then Allah will make open up other systems for you. These people are not prepared to accept, even the jinnat eventually will come under your control. And they will accept the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And normally jinnat are very hard, but through the barakat and blessings of Nabi alayhi salam's sabr, then eventually Allah ta'ala gave them also hidayat and guidance. So the whole surah, Surah Al-Jinn, is mentioned here, and how these people accepted iman, and what was the message which they had given to others amongst themselves. They call other people also towards iman and Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the next surah, Surah Muzammil, that if a person wants to give da'wat, and he wants his da'wah to be effective. So there are two things. Surah Muzammil, Allah mentions that what ruhaniyat and spirituality a person has built within himself to be able to give the da'wah, and this will have an effect on whoever he is giving da'wah to. So Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is commanded to stand up in salat at night. Quran Sharif and salat, these are the two things which will give a lot of ruhaniyat and spirituality to a person. And in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these two great bounties. That is why Taraweeh Salah is made there. That the night the person 20 rakats extra, and he's reading one para of Quran Sharif, whatever amount, or even more than that amount. So this creates a lot of ruhaniyat and spirituality in a person. So Nabi alayhi salam has given this command. And we look at our kabir, our elders, mashallah, the amount of effort and da'wah they made during the day. But behind that, there was the ruhaniyat and spirituality which was in there. in the salat. Once Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib mentioned that one alim in Syria, he used to give dars and bayan. Many people used to come and benefit from his durus and his lessons. So somebody asked him that, what kitabs you make mutala of and you study? So many people are benefiting, and how the masjid outside people are sitting also. And we give even the same like you. What we also make mutala, very strong mutala, and but we don't get that amount of people coming for us. So he said, no, I make a lot of preparation before. So he said, what preparation you make? We also make using the same kitabs. He said, no, I read 10 paras of Quran Sharif before I have my dars in tahajjud namaz. So that just will change the lives of people. It will have an effect on the lives of people. Allah give make us amongst those people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages tahajjud namaz in this, and then the O Nabi alayhi salam, make sabr and continue on your path. Continue calling the people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, whatever actions you are doing, you will find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with giving of salat, performing salat, giving of zakat, giving somebody a loan. You'll find it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But no matter what actions you have done, wastaghfirullah. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. Because no matter what action you do, there is always deficiencies in there. That's why the end of Ramadan coming now, a person's istighfar must actually increase. The day of Eid also, ulama say that Allah Ta'ala is actually calling us on the day of Eid, the Eid morning, to ask Allah for forgiveness for all our deficiencies during the month of Ramadan. That's why a person must make a lot, even our roza, after breaking our roza, the dua we read, Ya wasi al maghfirati ikhfirli, O Allah, the one who forgives in great abundance, forgive me. I've done the roza, I fasted the whole day, but there were so much of deficiencies in there. So a person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. That action which is followed by istighfar is very beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Muddathir, Allah Ta'ala tells us now, he must give da'wat also. Not only when a person now in the night time is building up his relationship with Allah Ta'ala, during the day now he must go out amongst the masses and work amongst them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is told, Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, qum fa'andhir, stand up now and call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mention the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep your outward and your inward. It must be completely clean, and don't desire wealth from the people of this world, that your object of life is wealth, but you have to call the people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this way, and those who will go against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the da'wat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala mentions about them and how illogical they are. They're actually looking for proofs against Islam, to go against Islam. They have to think about it, fakkara wa qaddar. He was thinking about it and pondering, how can I prove Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nabuwa to be incorrect? It means he knew it was the truth, but because of stubbornness, he wasn't prepared to accept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in great detail, and the details about Jahannam, how many angels over Jahannam, all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here in this surah. In the next surah, or the last three surahs of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what must be the da'wat. The da'wat is on three things, on qiyamah, on jannat, and Jahannam. The first surah is surah qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions qiyamah is a reality. People they don't want to believe. How can you have qiyamah? It doesn't make sense. How will Allah join us up together? Allah says that Allah has got so full power that even your fingerprints, Allah has given everybody a different fingerprint in the world. And Allah Ta'ala can make how He makes the fingerprint so perfect. That's what difficulty is there for Allah Ta'ala to gather bones together again and make everyone come back again into existence. There is nothing difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everyone, there is one qiyamah, big qiyamah, but there is a smaller qiyamah before that. At the time of a person's death, that's a qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember the time will come when your soul will reach here. At that time a person will say, Man Raq, where's the doctors, where's the Taweez person will be making Taweez and reading for us. And now a person will have yaqeen that I'm leaving this world now. And the pains of death will be such that the one shin will go and join up with the other shin. And ila rabbika yawma idhin al-masaq. Now a person will be leaving this world and going to another world. Allah says everyone has got a small qiyamah taking place. His death is a small qiyamah. And then is a big qiyamah on the day of qiyamah. So how much is a person prepared for that day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as I mentioned, there is nothing difficult. When Allah created you the first time from a drop of sperm, so when you go in the ground, now you are in the sand, for Allah ta'ala to recreate you a second time is nothing difficult at all. Then the next surah Allah ta'ala mentions that if you are a good person, what Allah has kept for you. In great detail Allah mentions about the bounties of Jannah. And on Friday, normally in Jummah, we read surah Al-Dahr, because Allah wants to remind us about Jannah. Because the day of Qiyamah will be on a Friday also. The day Adam alayhi salam was taken out of Jannah was a Friday also. So the Friday is a Mubarak and a blessed day. He was taken out so he can come in the world and prepare for Akhirat. And when a person, Qiyamah will take place also, we must prepare for. So we must remind ourselves about Jannat. So Ya Allah mentions in great detail about Jannat. Not only about just the bounties, Allah mentioned that the finer points about it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the glasses, what will be inside the glasses, in the cups of it, what will the material be of it, the kind of clothing Allah will give to a person. And the ikhlas and sincerity when people are feeding and they are doing good actions in this world, what rewards Allah will keep for them in the year after, how they will be relaxing and reclining, enjoying themselves. no heat, no cold in Jannat. The shade will be close to them, and the fruits will be given to them. It will come exactly as they want it, how they want it. There will be people to make their khidmat and their service running around all of the time to serve them forever and forever. They won't have to serve themselves, and they won't get the khadims won't become old one week one day that you have to make his khidmat one day. No, he will always remain young. So he'll know exactly your mizaj and your tabiat and your temperament. So he will be helping and assisting you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you will see these youngsters, how they are making your khidmat, how beautiful and handsome they will be looking. And wherever you will be looking around, you will see bounties and bounties of Allah ta'ala. You will see the place that Allah has given you. The lowest person in Jannah will get 10 times the size of this world, and even much more than that there. And then the kind of clothing they will be get to wear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the reward and recompense for you now. And whatever actions you have done in this holy life will be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we have given you, the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is a great book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will read it, practice upon it. All of these bounties Allah has kept for a person. So Nabi alayhi salam, you yourself hold firm onto the Quran Sharif and tell other people, give them this message. They must also prepare for the life of Akhirat. And the last surah, Surah Mursalat, Allah mentions the other side. That those people who are mukazzibin, who are not prepared to accept destruction and will be to them. What will happen to them? How they will be destroyed in the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and save us. Ya Allah mentioned some of the punishments which will be given upon these people. And no excuses will be accepted from them on the day of Qiyamah. It will be too late for a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ. After the Quran Sharif has come to you, what and what explanations Allah has got? If you're not prepared to accept the Quran, which other book after the Quran are you going to accept? You're going to have iman in. How we've explained to you in so much of detail. 800 and over 6,000 verses Allah mentioned. Signs upon signs. Take lessons from it. Allah ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq that we prepare for the life of the year after. Life is very, very short in this world. And we keep reading these ayat of the Quran Sharif, reminding ourselves about the life of the year after. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq.